This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Tehran and the P5+1 have come closer to a nuclear deal. Ali Akbar Salehi says many topics are being discussed in negotiations, including the Arak heavy water reactor, the Fordo facility, enrichment and lifting of sanctions. Iran currently has nearly 20,000 installed centrifuges and around 9,000 of them are active. Salehi added that Iran will not activate other centrifuges as a sign of goodwill. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization stressed that the possibility of reaching a deal is very high and Tehran has shown flexibility in the talks. Iran's nuclear negotiating team is heading for Geneva for fresh talks on the issue. The two-day meeting will start on December the 17th. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined with Professor Mohammad Mirandi, who is with the University of Tehran, I should say, and he's joining us live now on the line from right here in Tehran. Professor Mirandi, as always, thank you very much for joining us now. Certainly, I imagine that what Mr. Salehi has said, Dr. Salehi has said, shows great flexibility considering there are 20,000 centrifuges available, but Iran will only activate 9,000 of them.
I think the important point that exists in the statement is that, as you point out, the Iranians want to show or to be seen by the international community as the side which is being flexible, as I think is obviously the case. While at the same time he's stressing that Iran will continue enriching uranium without decreasing the numbers. In other words, from my understanding, Iran is going to stay where it is instead of increasing the number of active centrifuges. The Iranians will continue using the same number of centrifuges that is already being used. And I think this is probably in accordance with the agreement that the Iranians had with the P5+1. I think for your viewers, it's very important to keep in mind that even according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is very much in the hands of the United States and its European partners, the Iranians have been strictly abiding by the Joint Plan of Action Agreement, whereas the United States has constantly, and the Europeans as well, they have been constantly increasing the scope of sanctions by including new individuals as well as new companies, including very important companies. So, from the Iranian perspective, it's very important to show the international community that it is, in fact, the Iranians are flexible, who are abiding by the agreement, whereas the United States and its European partners have so far failed to show the necessary flexibility for a solution, and they also do not respect the agreement that they've signed upon.
Professor, we have about a minute left. Do you think that going forward now that Iran has once again shown a great flexibility, that there will be some reward for this at the end of the day?
Well, I don't think we should call it a reward. The Iranians don't owe Western countries anything. It's Western countries that have imposed legal sanctions that have basically prevented or have been trying to prevent Iran from even importing or exporting oil and medicine. But I think it is a sign to the West that the Iranians are willing to have an agreement. The Iranians are willing to show flexibility. And if the West is unwilling to reciprocate and to show goodwill, then I think this will show the rest of the international community that it is the time has come to show less willingness to abide by the rules that the Americans have imposed on the international community.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But Professor, as always, we appreciate you speaking to us. That was Professor Mohammad Mirandi, who is speaking to us live right here in Tehran.